But right now, we hand it to Jake for classic audio something.
Yes, something. As it is the ticket's 25th anniversary year. And on our show, we keep a lot of old audio. Obviously, we make the open every day, so we have access to a lot of this stuff and know where to find it. And some of it just gets stuck in your head over time. So a couple months ago, we had Tom in, and we relived in 4RE1.
And, they're totally different movies. Totally different types of movies.
Well, okay. Laugh, scoff.
Okay.
So these things live on forever, and I like to revive them every now and then, just back up to their fully top of mind level. This is probably my favorite Norm fight with a caller of all time. There's so many good ones to choose from, but this one has a layer that I just don't think the other ones can touch. We'll refresh your memory here before we are joined by the characters in question.
Who's better, Deshaun Joyce or Romo?
Oh, Romo!
Okay, why would we want to cut him when we should cut this idiot that tried to gain 76 yards with 2 seconds left?
He fumbled once, Daryl.
He's an idiot. He should have went down.
Daryl, careful how you use the word idiot.
Well, he is an idiot.
Well, you know what?
I wasn't too careful, Daryl.
Careful, Daryl. Careful. Okay. That's a mirror you're looking in.
Okay, so now Norm has essentially called him an idiot and dismissed his sports point. And the return fire is what I believe the United States and Russia would have called mutually assured destruction.
I wasn't too careful.
Hey, Norm.
Yeah.
I've seen some of your picks at the track, and sometimes they're not very good either.
Well, Daryl, and put out your own damn tip sheet. Tell me how you're doing. Tell me how you're doing at the track. And if you're using, and Daryl, if you're doing using my tip sheet and you're such a good handicapper, why the hell are you using the tip sheet? Why are you so stupid as to use a tip sheet that costs you money? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And your partner's the one that picks them. You don't do it.
Tommy Castillo and I put that program together years ago.
He did the advertising. He does the picking.
Okay, so that's just absolutely
like
legendary. There's so much there.
They're having this really fun sports argument, just back and forth. You know, it's Tashard Choice, it's Romo. It's just nothing that you don't hear in a bar. It's fun.
It's after a tough loss.
It's all civil. But then the crossing of the line was the, hey, by the way. Yeah, your picks ain't that great either. Then you heard Norm's voice, a whole different person emerged. And then the doubling down with, by the way, once Norm yelled about that, they're not even your picks. Let's just be honest.
This is a ruse.
You're just a mouthpiece for someone who's actually doing the work.
You're a front.
And wow, that escalated. That's great.
That was the grenade. And joining us now is the man who pulled the pin on that grenade. It is Daryl in Plano. Daryl, thank you for your time today, sir.
How you doing, guys?
Is this really Daryl?
Sided. Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir. I'm Dan, and this is Jake. And we're glad to have you back on the ticket.
I'm glad to be on.
How long ago was that?
Well, I think it's probably around 2010. And I know it was on a Sunday night, because the Dallas Cowboys were playing the Redskins.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, there's two things I want to, tell y'all. First of all, I was toasted. Second of all, I bet on the Redskins. I did not lose a bet.
Oh, okay.
I was just a big Romo fan. And Norm blamed two people. He blamed the coaching staff. Then he blamed Romo and never said anything about Tashard. And the last guy to touch the ball with Tashard with six guys around him with 2 seconds left.
Yeah, no, he's right.
6 yards from the end zone.
And there's another component to this, which was, it was a Sunday night game, September 12th in 2010. What's not in the part of the call we played, because this is actually a 4 or 5 minute call, is Daryl is upset because Norm has been pushing for more carries and more touches for Tashard Choice. They finally go to him. He fumbles, it's returned for a touchdown, and it basically cost him the game. And so Daryl is bringing up the point.
And Norm blamed Romo.
Yeah, and Daryl is saying over and over, you wanted more Tashard Choice, right? You wanted more choice. Well, this is what you get, and Norm is having none of it. And that's why it's kind of heated when it already got to that point.
So that's like a 4 minute call, I understand. We just played a minute of it. So it also seems, Daryl, that by the fact that you had all this ammunition in your pocket once the argument got real heated. You must be a big Norm fan as well.
Oh, yes. I don't dislike Norm.
Yeah.
But he does put himself into some situations, and that's what irritates me. That's when I call him out. And another one that I want to tell you all about, several months ago during football season, he went on a rant against Dak, saying how bad he was, he couldn't pass, couldn't do this stuff. And it's funny how, you know, he's the second most winning quarterback in the last 3 years, but it sounded like Norm might have lost a bet on that game.
Okay, well, that's possible. We're just going to focus on this other piece of audio for now.
But
okay.
I think the point
we'll have you back on
is that he's a longtime combatant over the Cowboys with Norm. So my other question is, when you went to that nuclear bomb there of, I've seen some of your picks at the track too, what did you know at that point about Norm's picks at the track? Had you used the tip sheet? Had you you had friends? What was your background with Norm's picks?
Okay, first of all, I never said I bought his tip sheet, okay? Second of all, after a few races, you can find his tip sheet on the floor. So I'm just telling you that he picks a lot of races, a lot of horses, and it's computerized. So that's what I know.
But you do know once, did you know when you brought something like that up that you were going to hit a nerve? Because that's, like, Norm is an expert. He spends hours doing that stuff. He, you know, he's looked upon in Dallas-Fort Worth as, like, the number one guy to go to for that. So for you to insult that part of his game seemed like you had to know that would be crossing a line.
Well, if you hit him where it hurts, of course it's going to cross the line, you know? But, I mean, the truth is the truth.
Again, you had a little alcohol in you.
Sure.
And you were just fired up. You were talking Cowboys.
Yes, and I started with Tashard, because all week before, he said a half a dozen to a dozen teams would want him to carry the ball 10 to 15 times. We're lucky to have him. And the first time he touches, he fumbles. And I also would like to point out, you know, his career didn't go too well, you know,
Tashard choice.
Cowboys.
Yes, you are right there. Play that piece of audio again, and let's just get it fresh in our minds if you're just tuning in again or whatever.
Who's better, Tashard choice or Romo?
Oh, Romo!
Okay, why would we want to cut him when we should cut this idiot that tried to gain 76 yards with 10 seconds left?
He fumbled once, Daryl.
He's an idiot. He should have went down.
Daryl,
forward, don't do
careful, it. Careful how you use the word idiot.
Well, he is an idiot.
Well, you know what?
I wasn't too careful, Daryl.
Careful, Daryl. Careful.
Okay.
That's a mirror you're looking in.
I wasn't too careful.
Hey, Norm.
Yeah.
I've seen some of your picks at the track. And sometimes they're not very good either.
Well, Daryl, and put out your own damn tip
sheet.
When
he said, hey, Norm.
Tell me how you're doing. Tell me how you're doing at the track. And if you're using, and Daryl, if you're using my tip sheet and you're such a good handicapper, why the hell are you using the tip sheet? Why are you so stupid as to use a tip sheet that costs you money? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And your partner's the one that picks them. You don't do it.
Tommy Castu and I put program together years ago.
He did the advertising. He does the thinking.
So there is a system in place, which makes sense to me, whether it's computerized or not. Norm created this system with his partner. Daryl seems to be taking issue with the fact that there is a system in place.
And you knew about his partner and everything?
Yes.
You're very familiar. Shall we do this now? Daryl, we'd like to bring on the air Norm Hitchkiss with you and welcome you two together. You're back together again after 10 years
apart.
It's been
a decade.
Norm.
The Cowboys are good again.
Say hello to Daryl.
Well, they're pretty good again. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, Norm, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Norm, are there any hard feelings still?
Oh, my God, no. Oh, heavens, no.
You have put this behind you.
Oh, good grief, no. No. There were no hard feelings 1 minute after Daryl left the air.
So after 5 or 6 years, you were able to put it in your rearview mirror after counseling.
Cases of Merlot.
Now, Norm, would you admit, though, that the punch that Daryl threw there, it found a little hole in the armor that clearly landed, unlike most normal post-game callers throw. That one felt like it hit hard.
Well, I didn't understand the switching over to horse racing. I just didn't understand it. And to tell you the truth, I'm pretty proud of what Tommy and I established now a couple of decades ago. But you know what? You'll get to a stretch in horse race handicapping. And Daryl goes to the track, which I assume he does more than occasionally. you'll get to situations where you don't handicap ball for a while. You just won't.
Daryl, looking back at the film, would you say that was a little bit unfair of you, a little unsportsmanlike conduct, perhaps?
No.
Well, go ahead, defend yourself.
Okay, it was just like, once I said that, Norm cut me off, and we didn't get to continue the conversation. So, he had the last say, and I didn't get to finish a lot of things I was going to say.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you went...
I agree with Norm, man. I didn't worry about anything after the fact. I still respect Norm. I used to listen to him on KLIF. I won a free 30-person meal at Hooters by answering a trivia question. So we go back a long way. So,
a 30-person meal?
That's a party.
Who knows 30 people? Amazing.
Take everyone from the track.
No, he had a trivia question, and I answered it. It's Johnny Logden. He might remember this. It's a morning talk show. So.
Yep.
Well, fellas, I'm glad we could make peace here, and I'm glad we could bury the hatchet. You're both legends in my book.
Have you called Norm since then?
I don't think I have. He hadn't really gave me any reason to.
Okay.
About the Dak deal. When he went off on Dak, I started to, but I decided not to because I'd probably get cut off.
Might have a bit of a history.
But it's Norm's home field, you know.
Gerald, there was a reason I went off on Dak, and that's that Dak, for about 16, 17, 18 games in a row, was less than a mediocre quarterback early into last year. The year before and early into last year, Dak wasn't a top 15. He wasn't a top 20. He was winning. But the team was not winning because of Prescott's overwhelming performances. It's like people will say, hey, but Tim Tebow took the Broncos to the playoffs. And the question is, did they win because of Tim Tebow?
All right.
The answer is no. But he's gotten better. His performance in the last...
Okay. I'm sorry to cut you off, Norm.
No worries.
We got to just focus on the audio at hand. But do you guys want to argue about this later? Could we pay for a second date?
Meet up at a wing establishment?
Anytime.
All right.
Were you ready? Were you about ready to say something about the tip sheet there, Daryl?
Oh, not at all. I think a great place to meet would be out at the track. That'd be good.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Well, maybe we can arrange that. Hey, Norm, thanks very much. Daryl, we really appreciate it, and we're glad to see you guys go arm in arm off into the sunset.
Daryl, God bless you, and I'll meet you at the cashier's window.
All right. I'll be ahead of you.
There we go. There they are. Two comrades.
Titans.
Norm and Daryl.
We make peace here on Bad Radio.